on a hobby.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
For me, like, okay, I really want to learn how to crochet, and then I'll, like, buy all the materials I need and then watch a YouTube video. It's really confusing. I'm like, okay, like, it's just not going to happen for me. I can't. It's just something I simply can't do. Yeah. And also, same with, I don't know, did you play any sports in high school?
I did softball, but then that was another regret because then COVID hit, and then I was like, I'm done with softball. So
yeah, no, same with me for basketball. I feel like for you listeners out there, like, COVID ruined a lot of group activities, group sports, like anything. So I think you guys could probably relate when I also say, like, I completely abandoned basketball, volleyball, soccer. It's like everything in high school, it just kind of halted. Yeah, it fell apart. And then here we are now. And I'm like, if I had just stuck with them a little longer, then, you know.
It's become your sense of identity as well. Like, you kind of resonate with, like, oh, yes, I'm a sport player. And then you just suddenly lose it, and it's like, oh, what am I? What am I doing with my life? And
especially a sport player who cannot perform at that university level. Yeah. So you're like, okay, so who am I? You're average. Exactly. You're average.
And it's like, it's just a terrible feeling to just not be.
Yeah, this is a very light topic Tuesday night.
But back to COVID as well. I think just getting, there's a lot of, like, physical things you could see, like people getting sick. And there was a lot of unemployment and things, but there was a lot of psychological effects, especially with a lot of quitting things. And personally for me, I'm probably for a lot of it, like a lot of you out there as well, is just losing motivation in everything.
I have not gained that motivation back since, I would say. And it's just also with COVID, we could talk about this for a while because COVID, you know, was a giant part in everybody's lives for years and still is, definitely. But just like the sociality of it, I guess, is like, I think another part. Yeah, so groups would fall apart and then not come back together because people are also used to being, like, separated and stuff. So and it's just, there's like the
skills.
The rejuvenation is just not there for so many things.
Yeah, I remember when we had our little social bubbles and things, and then when they finally stopped doing the distancing and everything, and then I got to talk more with my other friends, and I felt like I lost all my social skills. I was so awkward and very embarrassing.
Yeah, just like having the little, I don't know if you ever did the Netflix party too. It's like, that was the extent of my social skills. Just like, oh my god, guys,
Netflix,
this movie's so good or whatever. But,
and
like,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's the conversation.
Yeah, and then just go in my bed for the rest of the day. Think about my life. A lot of time for pondering.
And we don't want to say that there weren't people, like, getting sick, and there was there was a lot of problems going on, and this was certainly not the biggest problem out there, but it's just something that it's not normally, like, people don't normally talk about these kind of effects of just regret, failing, being not as social, and just, I think that's the point we're trying to get.
Yeah, there's definitely a big variety of issues that COVID still kind of has its hands on us with still. But something like regret, it's like, you can try to adopt that mentality where it's like, you know, you can't really do anything about it now. You've done the best that you can with the things that you knew back then. So it's like, what more can you do? Yeah, just keep going, keep learning.
I think that's, like, the best part, is that you can just start anything new at any age. You know, it doesn't matter if you're 50, if you're 20 and you want to start, I don't know, the piano, or you want to start cooking, or if you want to start, I don't know, a new sport. You can just do it whenever. There's no social boundary, or there's no boundaries for you to not do this. So
yeah, for sure. And just one last thing about regrets is that it's something you can look at where it's more something that kind of builds you into the person that you are today, instead of saying, like, oh, if I had changed this or done this, like, you don't know where you would be or where you would have, like, ended up. So, I mean, Corey, you can still try Taekwondo.
I know.
And maybe if you took Taekwondo, something terrible would have happened to you. You never know.
You never know.
As a child.
You never know.
So, avoided.
I know.
Maybe.
Actually, there was also, I was actually trying to get back into softball. Done with the Taekwondo. Who knows? But, there's actually a softball club here at SFU. And even though I definitely don't have the softball skills to get on the actual team, and not that, I don't think I'd be a very good student athlete, especially my grades would be tanking a lot.
Yeah.
But Yeah, it just go for a recreational club or do it on your own. Bring a bunch of friends together. Try your activity. It doesn't matter if you're not playing at a incredible athletic level, but just do it for fun and just do it because you want to. So
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are done talking about regrets now. Hopefully you have a little bit of advice, you know, to try not to think about them.
From some youngins
who don't really know that much, but we're trying here. Yeah, try some new recreational stuff. But anyways, our next song is
Keys and Crates. And it's also featuring Ciara. Hopefully I'm saying that right. And it's the song Fantasy. So hope you enjoy that.
Love is a fantasy. Fantasy.
मैं तक यह पढ़ दी रही बेड़ा एक ना तू मुंडे अलवाया मैं अभी टोर कट दी रही बेड़ा एक ना तू मुंडे अलवाया मैं अभी टोर कट दी रही
ओ मैं का कोई नहीं कोई नहीं कोई नहीं जाओ ता जाते आवे ना हाथ नहीं मरते दम तक चकनी आयत नहीं जाओ ता जाते आवे ना हाथ नहीं मरते
ਕਦਮ ਤੱਕ ਚੱਕਣੀ ਆ ਆਪਣੀ ਤੋੜ ਕੇ ਆਇਆ ਪੱਚੀ ਨਾਕੇ ਕਬਰੂ ਮਾਰੇ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਤੇ ਡਾਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਸਿਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਹੱਥ ਮਿੱਠੀਏ ਦੀ ਸਾਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਖਾਵਾਂਗਾ
ਮੈਨੂੰ ਡਰ ਜਿਹਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ
ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਚੇਂਜ ਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਥਾਂ ਬੈਂਦਾ
ਆਊਗਾ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਮੇਰਾ ਮਾਹੀ ਸਹੇਲੀਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਲੜਦੀ ਰਹੀ ਗੇੜਾ ਇੱਕ ਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਮੁੰਡਿਆ ਲਵਾਇਆ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਟੋਰ ਕੱਢਦੀ ਰਹੀ
Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your co-host, Stella.
And I'm your other co-host, Corianna.
You just heard... sorry, give me one second.
Oh, yes.
You just heard Walk Away by Isa. And before that...
You heard... Hopefully we're gonna... I don't think I'm gonna pronounce any of this right.
No, she's got it. She's okay. Got it. She's being humble.
Kaka. And it was by the artist Chani Natan, Inderpal Moga, and J-Track. And it also featured Sudesh Kumari. So, really cool song because they're actually from the Vancouver area, which particularly in Surrey. So, they produce Canadian Punjabi hip-hop music. So, I think have some fun with some international songs. So.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, welcome back, everyone. We were just going to play some Jamiroquai up next. And we wanted to talk about how much we love Jamiroquai, basically.
Amazing artist, amazing. We love it. He basically is continuing the art of acid jazz, which is very kind of particular.
And disco influence, for sure, too. Like, very groovy and very funky, for sure.
Yeah.
So fun to dance to, so fun to listen to, so like the vocals, like the musical compositions.
Yeah. They haven't produced another album in ages. It's been at least.
Do you think another one's gonna come out?
Maybe they might drop a complete banger.
Yeah, I mean, an unprecedented banger might be.
They've been around since the 90s, but they were very popular in the 2000s. So you might have heard some of their more popular songs. Like I think the first one in Virtual Insanity.
Yeah,
Virtual Insanity. That one is so very good. And they're basically the front runner for acid jazz, and I think it's just such a cool genre that I wish that there's not really many other artists who play in that kind of type of music, so maybe we should create our own acid jazz band.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With our expansive knowledge on acid jazz,
very expansive.
Jamiroquai will be our main inspiration.
Yes, but yeah, we love JK, but yeah, there's a bunch of other music genres too that just like acid jazz that are kind of more on the hidden side. So
yeah, a bit more obscure.
Yeah, a little more obscure. And so one of them particularly that I like is like Scottish folk music. Kind of a random one, but my dad, he's very Scottish. He's very proud Scot. But
oh my god, he would not be proud of that accent though, I feel.
But yeah, he plays as a bagpiper, so he's a very big musician. So he plays a lot. He plays actually only Scottish folk music when I'm over. So I've kind of been.
What are the what are their lyrics like? Is it kind of like American country music talking about their
usually sometimes
trucks?
Sometimes it's mostly dogs. Instrumental. Like there's a lot.
Oh,
of
I see.
It's a lot of lots of fiddle.
Is Scottish folk like associated with Highland dancing?
Yes,
is that the kind of music?
That's the music they use for Highland dancing, and I actually did Highland dancing.
Okay, that's gonna be my next question.
But yeah, I am not a dancer. I am not someone who's just graceful, but. Because
it's all on the feet, isn't it? Can you even move like your torso?
Yeah, you have to have these black ballet flats, and you'd stand really tall up, and you gotta jump, and you gotta dance around. And I'm like, oh man, this is crazy.
When was the last time you did that?
I think definitely years and years ago. So that was around middle school. So 12.
Another quitting thing I see. Another regret,
don't
or
bring
maybe
that up, maybe another regret. But,
good thing. Who knows?
So, yeah. Are there any other more obscure genres that you listen to, Stella?
For me, I don't think it's so obscure, but I really do enjoy, like, a good Brazilian funk song.
Oh.
Like, it has these certain beats that are just so good to dance to.
Yeah.
And in a club, if they, like, mix it up with any kind of, like, Jersey remix or anything, it's pretty good. So, I really like Brazilian funk for dancing. I'll play that in my room sometimes when I'm feeling sad. This is a good tip for you guys. If you're feeling sad, just play Brazilian funk and, like, I don't know, belly dance in your ear or something.
I don't know. Brazilian
this
funk.
Is for this goes for anyone out there. You will instantly feel better, I think.
Yeah, I feel like especially now in nightclubs or bars and Mm-hmm. All these places, they only play electronic music, I feel like. And what happened to the age? And where's this mm-hmm. Brazilian funk? Where's our acid jazz? We need some of our groovy songs.
I want some Scottish folk well.
Maybe not that.
At the pubs, at least.
At the pub, yeah.
Yeah, that would be fitting.
There must be. I think there's some Irish pubs and things, definitely.
Yeah, I've been to Irish pubs, and they're pretty good when they have, like, a live band. I'm ready to do a little square dancing. I don't think that's the appropriate dance to do, but that's what I do.
Yeah,
so. It's
so fun, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so we want to listen to some acid jazz now, some disco, Jamiroquai. Mm-hmm. This song is called You Give Me Something.
Yes. Both of our favorite songs, actually, mm-hmm. So we hope you enjoy this.
When I met you, you were so unique.
Something that nobody else can give.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm your co-host, Coriana.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
Yes, and you just heard Darjeeling by Barry. And just right before that, you heard Jamiroquai's.
Yes!
Yes, we love Jamiroquai's. You Give Me Something. Mm-hmm. We hope you really enjoyed that one. It's one of our favorites, and that was from his album, A Funk Odyssey.
And up next, we are going to play our last song of the day, and just a little bit of it, too, because we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. Walk Away by Isa.
Yeah, but thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you. So have a great Tuesday night.
Bye, guys.
Music on, let's pop this pill under the disco ball. Tonight I wanna dance with you and get all the way.